The fugitive is hiding out somewhere in the waist-high brush on a private lot in the Unalaska Valley. He's on the lam from somewhere in Europe, and while there's only one of him so far, he has a habit of popping up in unexpected places. Fortunately, I'm pretty sure I can outrun him. He's a Canada thistle, a non-native plant species that was recently spotted for the first time in Unalaska by local plant expert Susie Golodoff.
Oh, look at those big, tall specimens down the hill. See? Steam stick them up everywhere? All over in there. Oh, there's one with flowers on it. Uh-oh. Susie, there's one with flowers on it down there.
That's Poppy Benson of the Fish and Wildlife Service, who's in Unalaska collecting specimens of the Canada thistle, along with Golodoff and a couple of volunteers from the organization Friends of Alaska National Wildlife Refuges. They're hoping to educate Unalaskans about the threat posed to local species by non-native invasive plants like the thistle. Golodoff says that the thistle is a more adventurous and quick-spreading plant than some of the other invasives that have found their way to Unalaska, which makes its arrival in town a cause for concern.
Clover's going to be right there on the roadside where this thing, this thistle, seems to be able to take off right into this tall stuff. I mean, we're up to our heads here in willows and artemisia, and, you know, we've got putchkeys and everything else, and the thistle's just making itself right at home. And it makes it hard to spot. I mean, if landowners are going to try to get in here and get them out, they're really going to have to do some romping around.
Invasives aren't new to the community of Unalaska. It's easy to find clover, daisies, dandelions, and other common species scattered throughout the town. In some places, they've been planted there on purpose, as part of a commercially available wildflower seed mix. But Wayne Standley of Homer, one of the volunteers, explains that the Canada thistle is a uniquely nasty plant, in part because of its enormous and fast-growing root system.
It goes out to approximately 50 feet in areas for one plant, and one plant is extremely invasive, and then if you get these... Each plant can contain like 5,000 seeds, and each one of the seeds can create another plant, and so it's just totally invasive. It's something that we don't want here in this area.
The Canada thistle may not be the only invasive problem on the island. Benson is concerned about what might have been lurking in the soybean shipment that the Selendang Ayu was carrying when the freighter ran aground on Unalaska in 2004.
We know the Selendang Ayu had several thousand pounds of weed seed on it, and a sample of the grain on the Selendang has been tested, and those weed seeds have been identified. And there's a list of several hundred species of weed seeds that were in that shipment of grain. And they all washed ashore on the refuge on the other side of the island, and no work has been done to determine if those have sprouted. So we don't know if we have invasive weeds taking hold on the other side of the island in the wildlife refuge as a result of a shipwreck.
No inspection is planned yet for the area affected by the Selendang wreck, although Golodoff is asking anyone who passes by that part of the island to report any unusual plant life they see. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.